So I did it again, gave me a great idea. I changed breathe into breath, did a shave my back, was one of the best. Plowboy got a lot of requests, but I was just getting started. Pretty soon they were suing me, ended up getting all of the royalties from every one of those parodies. Whoa, 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 whoa. When Toby came out with I Love This Bar, the next day I wrote I Love NASCAR, sold a 500,000 at Walmart. It went go, whoa, 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 whoa. When you think about me, do you think about comedy? Silly videos on TV, like Great Day to Be a Guy. You may not like parodies, but they're funny as hell to me. All the way back to Gift Shop, I was mine. Cletus T. Done a few by Tim McGraw, Kid Rock and Kenny, and that ain't all. 2 foot Fred's really 3 feet tall, but he's a big star. I could do a song by Brad Paisley, but the Dixie Chicks really hated me. They're not the only ones, you see. So did Gar-R-R-R-R-R. I did so good on tour one summer, came home and bought Keith Urban's Hummer. Celebrity Fit Club, such a bummer, I hated that show, whoa, whoa. This song may not get a million plays like Eric Church's does these days, but I hope he hears it anyway on his radio, whoa, whoa, whoa. When you think about me, do you think about comedy? Silly videos on TV, like Great Day to Be a Guy. You may not like parodies, but they're funny as hell to me. All the way back to Gift Shop, I was mine. Cletus T. I turned red Solo cup into double D cups. Now Eric Church is up. Yo, 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 yo. Roll, roll, roll your boat. Roll, roll, roll your boat. Roll, roll, roll your boat. Roll, 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 roll. You may not like parodies, but they're funny as hell to me. All the way back to Gift Shop.
Well, actually, this new record is our 14th record, and I think it's the best thing that we've ever done, actually. You know, of course, the record company have been a cheap lot of bastards that they are, you know, who wouldn't let us do it the way I wanted it to be, you know, the way I conceived it in my mind, you know. They said, Sue, we can't afford to send your group and the Sadler's Wells Ballet and the London Philharmonic into outer space, you know. I mean, but you see, I mean, that was my vision for this record, this album, you know. Me and the group and all swirling about in orbit, playing and singing, you know, in these huge clear plastic bubbles, you know, dropping flowers and balloons and bloody great Marshall amps down on the earth, you know. While this fantastic music of mine, it's like a symphony, really. It's a symphony, more than a symphony, comes drifting up from these thousands of undersea speakers all over the world, you know. It's a nice beat to start.
You. missed you terribly, you know. The room's dust as you left it, and I dare say young Miss Rupert Brookshire has missed you more than two years ago.
You heard. We'll hit the chorus before you're bored, and then keep you hanging with a seventh chord. And the chorus goes,
sexy voice,
try to be free with a musical hook.
Sexy voice,
try to be free with a musical hook.
Sexy voice,
try to be free with a musical hook. And the background singers all sing gobbledygook, 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 gobbledygook. Now here's the third verse with a tale to tell. It's the same old tune, but the voices swell. The words are trite, the emotions fake.
Oh, yeah.
It resolves into a musical break. The fourth stanza is always the best. It's almost done. It's time to rest. So one last time, my voice is blend. Then slow it right down. Let's call it the end. And the chorus goes,
sexy voice,
catch your brain, with a musical hook.
Sexy voice,
catch your brain, with a musical hook.
Sexy voice,
catch your brain, with a musical hook. And background singers all sing gobbledygook, 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 gobble, gobble, gobbledygook, gobbledygook.
That's nice.
Just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can someone please explain to me why this stupid song won't leave? Why is my brain playing the same annoying song again and again? Ooh, there's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm, it's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't eat. It just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can explain to me why this stupid song won't leave. Why is my brain playing the same annoying song again and again? Ooh, there's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm, it's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't peep. It just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can someone please explain to me why this stupid song won't leave? Why is my brain playing the same annoying song again?
We've got to hand it to ears. Those flaps on the sides of your head, which direct sound waves fairly well into their tunnels inside your head. Now, inside these tunnels are membranes which look like the skins of old-fashioned drums. Sound waves cause the drums to beat, and they move small bones, which eventually trigger electrical impulses to your brain. And that's how you hear music. And music. Music is a kind of beautiful sound wave language used and loved by humans and other animals and plants all over spaceship Earth. Music has gone through many changes, along with other arts and sciences and people. Earth people loved music so much that in order to make it, they used to beat drums and blow flutes and horns and shake rattles, plunk strings and sing and whistle and clap. The more music they made, the better they could make it. So they built better drums and flutes and horns with valves to allow more tones to happen, and boxes with strings of animal tissue or plastic or metal which were plunked or scraped with hair from a horse's tail or fingers or a plastic guitar pick. People invented magic switching systems along the trip, and these switching systems became pianos and organs and synthesizers, and people attached these and other instruments to computers, and they learned how to change the shapes or envelopes of sound waves and how to control the effects they had on ears and consequently brains. And a long time ago, people started building machines which made their own music. Now, if this was the future, somebody might be telling you right now that music is made by just thinking about it. Just think about it, think about it, think about it, think about it.
When I was just a youngster, way back in the hills, we had an old battery wireless. It gave us lots of thrills. We knew all the country programs, what time when they came on. Mostly all the weekend, we'd listen to those songs. Jimmy Rogers and old Tex Ritter, many more soon on the scene. Carson Roberts and Gene Autry, they galloped across the screen. Then a young man from New Zealand, with a style all of his own. He played what they called a Spanish guitar, and he yodeled up a storm. Oodle-deedle, oodle-dee, oodle-deedle, oodle-dee, oodle-deedle, oodle-deedle, oh-hi-deedle-dee. My dad, he played the fiddle, and he laid it down his arm. He'd sit on the old front veranda in the evenings in the calm. I got myself an old guitar, and I soon strummed along. But I've always had a weakness for those old-time country songs. Mm-hmm. They are my fondest memories that I never will forget. And when things get tough in this business, in memory I go back yet. Oh, there's nothing like this music, it just hangs on and on. Yes, I've always had a weakness for those old-time country songs. As a boy I dreamed of travel to cover this big old land. So I headed north in the 50s in a homemade caravan. Early years had corrugations, so we had no time to stall. But I still say to this very day, they were the best damn times of all. Hey, oddly, oddly, oddly.
I'm an old folk singer, just an old folk singer. I'm an old folk singer, are you a folk singer too? My daddy bought my first guitar when I was just 13. It was a Sears Silvertone and all the strings turned green. Even then I wrote my songs about love and war and doom. Till Daddy threw my silver tone across the living room. I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I'm an old folk singer, are you a folk singer too? Ow! I'll sing a song about human rights, about love and war and fear. I'll sing a song that lasts too long, that no one wants to hear. About the highways and the gamblers, the singing of the rails. And a dog named Blue that I once knew had an infection near his tail. Cause I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I sing folk songs, are you a folk singer too? Ooh. When Dylan went electric, my whole world fell apart. But I'm still singing folk songs, these two chords are my art. Need no record contract, no million-dollar figure. Now, I'll keep singing folk songs in dirty little coffee houses where the waitresses all hate me and there's no free drinks policy. And the drunk in the corner wants to hear Mr. Bojangles for the 10 millionth time till they pry this old guitar from my cold, dead fingers. Cause I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I sing folk songs, are you a folk singer too? Ooh, ooh.
Well, I'd like to sing a song about the chain gang, whack, and swinging 12-pound hammers all the day, whack, and how I'd like to kill my captain, whack, and how a black man works his life away. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never swung a hammer against the spike? And you've never called a water boy early in the morning, and your only chain is the chain that's on your bike. Your only chain is the chain that's on your bike. Well, now I'd like to go walking up the highway,
feeling cold and wet and hungry all night long. Doing some hard rambling and hard gambling and hard smambling, hard wambling, but always taking time to write a song. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish and you've never heard an old freight whistle blow and you've never slept the night in a cold and empty boxcar and you take the subway everywhere you go? Oh, oh, you take the subway everywhere you go. Now I'd like to sing a song about the coal mine, a chipping away in Tunnel 22. And when I hear that timber crack, why, I support it with my back until my comrades all crawl safely through. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish and you've got to be in class at 9:30? And in spite of all your urging and you're pleading and you're crying, your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. That's what she says. Your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. Well, now I'd like to sing about the Mississippi, working on the levee all the day. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you got a lot of rotten cotton. And on Saturday, you go and spend your pay. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish and you've never loaded cotton on the dock, and you've never worked a day and never drunk up all your pay, and the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block? Oh yes, the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block.
I have a song here which I realize should be accompanied on a folk instrument, in which category the piano does not, alas, qualify. So imagine, if you will, that I am playing an 88 string guitar.
We are the folk song army. Every one of us cares. We all hate poverty, war, and injustice, unlike the rest of you squares. There are innocuous folk songs, yeah, but we regard them with scorn. The folks who sing them have no social conscience. Why, they don't even care if Jimmy cracked corn. If you feel dissatisfaction, strum your frustrations away. Some people may prefer action, but give me a folk song any old day. The tune don't have to be clever, and it don't matter if you put a couple extra syllables into a line. It sounds more ethnic if it ain't good English, and it don't even gotta rhyme. Excuse me, rhyme. Remember the war against Franco? That's the kind where each of us belongs. Though he may have won all the battles, we had all the good songs. So join in the folk song army. Guitars are the weapons we bring to the fight against poverty, war, and injustice. Ready, aim, sing.
Few years, more men. how sweet it is, but it still sounds like fire and rain. How sweet it is, but it still sounds like fire and rain.
Ooh, there's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm, it's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't eat. It just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can someone please explain to me why this stupid song won't leave? Why is my brain playing the same annoying song again and again? Ooh, there's an earworm in my ear. There's an earworm, it's all I hear. It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't eat. It just plays this dumb song on repeat. Can someone please explain to me why this stupid song won't leave? Why is my brain playing the same annoying song?
Any big fans of country music out there? Yeah. Oh, some people extending my name, boo, that's also approval. I think country music gets a bad rep. You know, why is it that when Bruce Springsteen sings about a fucking turnpike, it is art, and then when someone sings about a horse, it's dumb inherently? I think some of the greatest songwriters of all time are country artists, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, you know? And if you're writing honestly, that is art, and I would never bash that. The problem is, with a lot of modern country music, what is called stadium country music, the sort of Keith Urban brand of country music, is that it is not honest. It is the exact opposite of honest.
Where instead of people actually telling their stories, you got a bunch of millionaire metrosexuals who've never done a hard day's work in their life, but they figured out the words and the phrases they can use to pander to their audience, and they list the same words and phrases off sort of Mad Lib style in every song, raking in millions of dollars from actual working class people. You know the words, you know the phrases, phrases like a dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, a simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, could still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin? That's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman. Sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean. Strike that last one. I'm wanting you. I hope you're feeling me. Subtextual. We go to bed, you doze off, so I take your country girl clothes off. I put my hands on your body, it feels like, hey, it's a fucking scarecrow again. My mind's a Mandarin, fuck your ears, I'm pandering. I write songs for the people who do jobs in the towns that I'd never move to. Legalize gerrymandering, tolerate my pandering. You got a beautiful mouth, I got a beautiful... Y'all dumb motherfuckers want a key change. Thematically meandering, emphatically pandering. I got a tight grip on my demo's balls. Say the word truck, they jizz in their overalls. You don't know what land you're in.
I'm in the land of pandering. And I'll be up front, I do what I do, cause I'm a total fucking country boy.
All right, Bo. Thanks for clearing that up just a little bit. I like to think I do a family show here, and I don't like any of those fucking four-letter words. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And this week we are singing the songs of the songs by the song singers, as they were. Kind of song-related stuff. I was going for, songs about songs, purity, but I've done a few of those already, and that's about it. We're about done with those. So we just went to kind of musically-related stuff, starting with the Unbegun Symphony from Mr. P.D.Q. Bach, the late Peter Schickele, who died just a few months ago. Cletus T. Judd, who I think is a great writer. I love his stuff, and that was called Cletus T. Okay, Cletus T. The Art Rock Suite was the National Lampoon. That was written by Christopher Guest, among others. Sean Kelly and, what's the other guy's name? Not important, but you know who I mean, right? Lampoon people. How to Write a Song was the Frantics from Canada. We heard from Bruce Hack, and that was just called Music, Tribute to Your Ears. Mm-hmm. Old Time Country Songs was Slim Dusty from Australia, Merle Kessler from Canada, I guess. I think he's from Canada. And that was I'm an old folk singer. Yeah. Okay. And Folk Singer Blues from Shel Silverstein, Tom Lehrer, the Folk Song Army, Dan Hart Every Few Years, and then Bo Burnham's Country Songs. Okay. So that brings us up to where we are, which is... halfway there. We are singing the song of songs, and unfortunately we have to stop, slam on the brakes, and make room for one of our sponsors. So here you go.
It's December the 1st, and I'm starting to hurt, 'cause I can't get a date for New Year's.
20 years later, the neatest sound of the 50s from the neatest guys of the 50s come back to life in a spectacular new album.
Who made the egg salad sandwiches?
50 of the neatest hits from 5 of the neatest guys. Yes, it's the 5 neat guys' neatest hits. Remember, let's have a party in my rec room.
Let's have a party in my rec room.
And on the same album,
I won't take just any girl around. Has the largest breasts in town.
Yes, Patsy has the largest breasts in town. You'll also hear, should I kiss her goodnight? My mom framed my high school diploma. Slow dance anyone, and she does it.
Does it, she does it. The whole town says she does it.
You'll also hear, my dad's car, let's have a party in my rec room. Who put the pennies in my loafers? And I'm the goof in the classroom.
I'm the goof in the classroom.
World's neatest songs from 5 of the world's neatest guys. It's K-Tel's 5 Neat Guys' Neatest Hits.
5 thugs pulled my tie from my collar, so don't step on my clip-on tie.
It's 5 Neat Guys' Neatest Hits.
Just step around that clip-on tie.
Record 895, tape or cassette 1595.
That melody go we heard the other night at the band concert.
Why, I think like this, Jack.
No, that ain't it at all, Ed.
Isn't that it?
No.
Well, maybe it's this.
No, this is the way it goes. There's a funny melody. It's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What's it all about? Maybe you can help me out. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes die 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 die. Then it goes do 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 do. And right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta ta ta. It goes like this. Ta ta ta. It goes.
goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Oh, what a funny melody. Everybody that you meet, all the kiddies on the street, they all know this little melody so sweet. It's a catchy little air, you can hear it everywhere. Ask a man who knows, and I'll tell you how it goes. It goes like this, la 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 la. It goes like this, dee 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 dee. Then it goes like, da 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 da. Then it goes, go 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 go. And right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta-ra-ta-ta. It goes like this. Ta-ra-ta-ta. It goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Oh, what a funny melody. I've just been talking with Mr. Hoover and Mr. Smith. Friends, I said I'd like to vote for both of you. But you know it can't be done. I must only vote for one. Will this land the bars be wrecked? If the wrong one I elect, then Curtis said. Then Robinson said. Then Walker cried. And Dawes replied. Up spoke a senator from Iowa. This is what he had to say. He told them this, and he told them that. They all sang my country differently. Then Cooley said.
He did.
Oh, what a funny melody.
I said, you don't look crazy, can't see why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy over all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer. I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moaning cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. Thank you.
And on the eighth day, God created progressive rock. And he called it
Prog.
Just give me some of that old-time prog. With Hammond organs and lots of fog. In 7-4 with an FMR. Just get me near some and make it fearsome. I want to hear some of that old-time prog. I guess that modern jazz is kind of cool. I don't mind the second Viennese school. Gregorian chants, well, they're a bit cliche. Indonesian gamelan's okay. I can tolerate a blues guitar in a whole tone scale in 13 bar. Bollywood, I guess I'd like it fine. But there's only one music that convulses my spine. Just give me some of that old-time prog. With epic tales of the magic frog. A keyboard solo in is my Eden, that's what I'm eating. My ears are bleeding for that old-time frog. I took my girl to see a prog rock show. She couldn't dance to it and made us go. She said, don't ever play that noise again. So I broke up with her there and then. I read a write-up on the show we'd seen. Pretentious bunks at Billboard magazine. But now I met a girl who likes prog too. She said, baby, pretend you never read that review. Let's get us some of that old-time prog, where synthesizers are analog. The sound that's making our ears unclog. That is our passion, always in fashion. So don't go trashing that old-time prog. Stereo, slow and then quickening, flickering in the candle's glow. Lost in a musical maze of the hours flow.
Soft now the speakers,
soft now the
out the mellow, check out the mellow.
tried to kill the metal. They failed as they were thrown to the ground.
Foes of the metal, we try to win for why we do not know.
I'm sure you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise. But did you know that the original theme is from the Polovetsian Dance No. 2 by Borodin? So many of the melodies of well-known popular songs were actually written by the great masters, like these familiar themes. Now, all of the best love melodies from the classics have been gathered by Vista Marketing into a big four-record collection. Yes, here are 120 of the greatest works of Strauss, Beethoven, Schubert, and many more, performed by Europe's finest musicians. It's a priceless introduction to the classics that will enrich every home. But there's a great deal more. You also get this special collection of piano masterpieces, 30 of the most beautiful melodies ever composed for the keyboard.
Yes, now you can get 150 of the world's greatest music masterpieces, all for only $12.98. This collection is also available on 8-track cartridges and cassettes for only $15.98.
Yes. Here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music. Here's how to order yours.
See, we'll get a guitar. Yeah, we'll get a guitar. And oh, we'll get three guitars. No, we'll get four guitars. And we'll get Herbie Lavelle to play drums. And we'll do the shala, shala, do the shala, 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 do the drum, get like that. And we'll do the show up at we'll get 16 guitars and we'll play and we'll do that right, yeah. Let me hear you do that again. Oh,
I love you. Never mind, we're not ready.
Sorry. Ready? Man,
I didn't think I'd get the giggles. All right, here we go.
I usually get the giggles.
I know, usually. Okay.
I love you always, forever, near and far, close and together. Everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for you.
Say you love, love me forever, never stop, never, whatever, near and far, and always, and everywhere, and everything.
Do, 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 do. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be? I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Will it be us or will it be? Sorry, step back, you're dancing kinda close. I feel a little poke coming through on you.
Girl, I know you felt it, but you know I can't help it.
You know what I wanna do, so kiss me beneath the milky twilight, lead me out on the moonlit floor. Lift your open hand, strike up the band, and make the fireflies dance. Silver moons sparkling.
Tick-tock, you don't stop to the tick-tock, you don't stop to the tick-tock, you don't stop to the tick-tock, you don't stop.
Wake up.
Woo-woo-woo. I wanna sex you up. Woo-woo-woo-woo. I wanna sex you up.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Ah-ah-ah. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.
And I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. And oh, just to be with you, you're the best day of my life.
These days go by, I don't know, I am walking on a wire. I close my eyes and out of the mind into the air. Oh, I'm on fire, I don't know, the world is burning down. It's the way I love.
If I've been forgotten, I'm Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Rush, rush. Hurry, hurry, lover, come to me.
Rush, rush.
I wanna see you get free with me.
Rush, rush.
I can feel it. I can feel you all through me.
Rush, rush.
Ooh, what you do to me?
On that moment when this life is over, I know I see your face.
I love you always, forever, near and far, close and together. Everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for the best soy latte that you ever had. And me.
Three depressing love songs. First, from Russia, the song of the peasant whose tractor has betrayed him.
О, трактор моя дарит, коряда я дарика горя, души Сталин, моя трактор.
Second from Norway, the song of the gnome slighted by a dilatory troll. Here is I with my hand I.
Third from Spain, the song of the girl who always fell for the wrong bull.
Don't
Mudera guapa, oye, daría guapa, negra. Ay, me quiera tu rutima, marido, marido, amore, darino. Ay, que le es la mujerita, marido, more del amor. Y que me dio también, maguita, bien. Olé, a mera doy, a la mequitero de amor, a la mamá.
Alright, are you ready to sing along?
Though now I live across the sea, me thoughts they often roam back to the hills and valleys of me old ancestral home. Me mother's eyes, me sister's laugh, the games we used to play, and the song me father taught me, I remember to this day. And he sang
something, 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 la da 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 da, la da 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 da, something, something, la da da, la da da, oh, something, something, la da 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 da. One day along the forest glen, oh, wandering I did go.
I did.
I came upon a leprechaun and grabbed him by his toe.
For some reason.
Jewish thing, you would know. And he said,
"Devil, please, and I'll be y'all, me go."
It reminds me of me old days.
Oh, yes. Oh, the potatoes. So very few potatoes. Oh, lovely.
And seem to be the secrets of the Celts in days of old. And he sang
something, 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 la da 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 da, la da 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 da, something, something, la da da,
with a man,
la da da, oh, something, something, la da 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 da.
Would like to state for the record for this next verse, I looked all of these phrases up on the internet. I do not know what they mean. One night, well, Langer's, I did spy a brasser of crimson hair. She fancied doggin', so we bogged the skin it then and there. I'm pretty sure that part has something to do with sex. Her skanger damo did a babs, shemaz a latty tat.
That's pretty clear, too.
Yeah. Grand kick, Nora Gomi teeth, the saints, they reeled the spat. And they sang
something, 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 la da 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 da, la da 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 da, something, something, la da da,
with la da da da, la da da,
oh, something, something, la da 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 da.
I love to drink a pint of plain. I love the open air. Let's try that again. I love to breathe the open air. I love a pint of plain. It's a limerick. And a palindrome. It's a limidrome. A lost Irish limidrome. Where the fuck am I? Isri, Ireland?
This Saturday night at the Lost Irish Limidrome. WWE Wrestling!
Turn right at the leprechaun. Grab him by his toe for good luck! All right, to recap, Storm,
I love to breathe the morning air. I love a pint of plain.
Still. I love to court the ladies fair, Killarney to Coleraine. But most of all, I love to hear me father's favorite song. Especially I love when everybody sings along.
your time to shine has come. We are, just in case you are unclear, going to talk through each phrase. You'll sing it back to us, going just like this. Something, 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 la-da-da-da-da. You sing.
Something, 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 la-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-dee-da-da-da, something, something, la-da-da.
La-da-da-dee-da-da-da, something, something, la-da-da.
La-da-da-da-da.
No. Stop. Break it down.
No. No.
La da 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 da. That's so fucking hard. Oh, something, 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 la da 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 da. Everybody!
Something, 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 la da 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 da. La da 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 da. Something, something, la da da. Where's my
better?
Something, something, la da 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 da.
Take it up!
Something, 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 la da 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 da.
Louder!
La da 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 da. Something, something, la da da. Where's my better? La da 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 da. Oh, something, something, la.
Louder and higher!
Oh, there ain't nothing like a good old sing-along, eh? Me hearties, yes, indeed. So, yeah, singing the songs of the songs today. Let's see, what did we get before? We heard from a lot of people that we don't understand. We started with the five neat guys, neatest hits. That was, of course, from Second City. It goes like this, that funny melody. We've played a bunch of different versions of that over the years. That was Jack Kaufman, along with his seven blue babies, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. I'm Nuts About Screwy Music. Teresa Brewer. Music, music, music. You know that one. That's an earworm if ever I heard one. Old Time Prague. That was Brian Woodbury. And it featured Johnny Unicorn somewhere in there. I have no idea who Johnny Unicorn is. Tenacious D. Those two guys I know. And that was La Metal. The King Kong song from ABBA. Yeah, I never heard that one. That's great. I like it a lot. Okay. What do we hear? We heard from Sandy Scott over there, and I believe she sounded Scottish, eh? That was Crazy Hit Parade. 32 from Van Morrison. That was one of his mind-breaking contractual obligation numbers. Long story behind that. You can look it up if you want. Worst Song Melody from Garfunkel and Oates. Let's see. And then we heard from Peter Ustinov. That was the flip side of Mach Mozart. And that was called Phony Folklore, featuring... I just blanked out his name. The guy who played Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was on harpsichord. And I don't know who the female voice was that one. All right. And anyway, Paul and Storm after that, the Irish Sing-Along. And that brings us up to now, which is... Heading on out the door, okay, before you guys can catch me. Coming up, let's see, basically Todd Snyder, and then you'll probably recognize some of the other stuff, and then I'll see you later next week, okay? Please be good, and I'll see you next week. I swear, I really will. I'll be here.
Lately, also, my friends have been telling me, they said, you know, songs are starting to get more and more opinionated, so I wanted to tell you... before I played any further, that I might, over the course of the night, share a couple of my opinions with you. But I'm not going to share them with you because I think that they're smart. I'm going to share them with you because they rhyme. And I'm being sincere when I say that. I ain't traveling around trying to change nobody's mind. I'm traveling around trying to ease my own. I come from Portland, Oregon, banned from my hometown, put out a song in the 60s that was so allegedly sexually suggestive and lewd that the government opened up a file on the song. First time that they ever opened up a file on a song that I know of or that anyone else had ever heard of. And I read a lot of rock magazines. Anyway, this song is dedicated to a band called the Kingsmen. And my hope is always that it will inspire someone to have sex with each other. The Kingsmen came together in a garage. They could hardly even play, but they practiced night and day. Pretty soon they got to where they could really play that song, Louie Louie. So they saved up all the money from their shows, and they went into one of those studios, and they gave their version of that song, Louie Louie, a try. Now, I don't know the words to that song, Louie Louie, and I'm pretty sure that the singer for the Kingsmen didn't know them either. If he did know them, he didn't get them right on the record, because on the record, they sound completely jumbled in his jaw. He says, me think of me, girl, oh, so constantly. Well, that last part scared everybody from the PTA to the FBI. You see, the kids have been going kind of crazy lately. Seemed like nobody could figure out why. So they decided to form a coalition and launch an investigation, you know, for the kids. They figured they at least had to try to figure out the words to that song, Louie Louie. It's the feel good hit of this endless summer. It gets kids out of control. Saying long to that star-spangled bomber, hail, hail, rock and roll. You know, Marilyn Manson's real name is not Marilyn Manson. He's a skinny public high school kid from Ohio. He's not some monster from out of this world. And like a lot of skinny public high school kids, he was sick of getting beaten up by the pulling guard all week, only to go out on the weekend and watch the quarterback get all the girls. So he formed a band, man. And now Marilyn Manson gets a lot of chicks. They're weird chicks. But they are chicks. A few years later, a couple of latchkey kids go tragically mad. Everybody's gathered around the television store at the mall trying to figure out what went wrong. And this guy says, you think the life of a kid going to school around here could have gotten that bad? And the guy said, no, probably just the words to one of those god dang Marilyn Manson songs. You know which one. It's the feel good. His endless summer, it gets kids out of control. Singing along to that star-spangled bomber, hail, hail, rock and roll. You know, every 10 years or so, our country and some other little country, we start firing all of our newest weapons at each other. For some reason or another, right or wrong, like it or not, it happens. And when it happens, people get shot. And when people get shot, they show that on TV a lot. Every night at 6 o'clock. And you don't have to be 18 to see that. You don't even have to be in first grade. First grade, where they teach a kid the pride that they tell him he's going to need to thrive in a world where they say that only the strong will survive. So he's taught the art of more, to compare to, and to keep score. Monday through Friday, while he stares at the floor, till Sunday they make him go to school once more. Only this time they make him wear a suit and a tie and listen to some guy who claims to know where people go when they die. Tell him that only the meek are going to inherit the earth. Well, by this time, how could any kid know what anything was worth? Now, brothers and sisters, I am only one guy, and I don't know the words to that song, Louie Louie. But I can tell you right now, without batting an eye, that the next time some latchkey kid goes wrong, it ain't going to be because of something that some rap singer said in his song. And I ain't trying to preach to you either. I'm just trying to sing to you, too. String a few words together. Hey, kid. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. I believe in miracles. Where are you from? You sexy thing.
30 of the world's outstanding classical pieces for the busy man on the go. Hear Beethoven and Wagner, Stravinsky, Haydn, Elgar, von Suppé, and many, many more designed for you to enjoy the lasting beauty of the world's greatest music. And collected for you on a special 1 minute and 40-second tape. Imagine being able to hear the themes of the world's greatest composers and all pocket size. Now you will have time to mow the lawn or shovel the snow and still be able to listen to von Suppé and Rossini, Mozart, Prokofiev without wasting all that time and without spending hundreds of dollars for those long, boring LPs. For the first time ever, the 30 most wanted classical selections compressed into 100 seconds of playing time. Here, Tchaikovsky, and Schubert, and Leha, Ponchielli, Cacciatorian, and all in less time than a television commercial break. Now you can astound your friends and neighbors with your vast collection of the world's masterworks and your intimate knowledge of the themes of the world's greatest composers. For your copy on a handy cassette, simply send $9.95 to Radio Station W, New York, and receive beautifully gift-wrapped your very own personal collection of the greatest music the world has ever known. 100 seconds of beauty to last forever. And as an extra added bonus, you will also hear the great Chopin.
It doesn't wiggle and it doesn't beat, it just plays his thumb song on repeat.